Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you listening all over the world out there. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it's so good to have you guys here with me, you know, in the form tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there listening from all over the world, listening in. Good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're calling from on the planet, on the globe. Welcome to Planet Remix, and welcome to The Remix here. I do want to go ahead and give out the call-in number for the show. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you locked into The Remix. So if you're out there listening, and there's a couple of ways that you can chime in so that you can listen live, you can always call in and listen. That's really cool. If you're calling outside of the United States and you want to call in and listen, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And then once you dial the U.S. country code, dial 646-652-2711, and that will get you locked in. You can also Skype in. So that's a really cool way that you can actually get yourself over and Skype in. Just come on over to the Remix Radio page, and then all you have to do is Skype in. Once you Skype in, that's going to get you locked into The Remix as well. Let me go ahead and give you those cosmic directions so you can find yourself on over here. And just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone. The chat room is open. I see we have some guests in the house tonight. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to Planet Remix. It's so good to have you join us here tonight. If you're a guest, all you have to do is scroll down to the bottom where it says sign up. Click the link, and just like that, you'll be right in, locked in with The Remix. So good to have everybody here. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines here tonight, as well as you're coming on in the chat room as well, too. So wherever you choose to have your experience with Planet Remix tonight, I definitely want to welcome you and tell you that you can have that however you like. So greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a few things that we're going to be covering tonight that we'll be talking about, but we're definitely going to be getting into the share here tonight and talking about one of these subjects that I get so many emails about and just every day getting more and more. So tonight we're going to be talking about star seeds of the soul contract and really kind of getting an understanding about what is soul contracts. What does it mean for us now? And understanding what that is, talking about it, really kind of getting a good understanding about soul contracts, how they're impacting our lives as we speak, and really what are we doing with these soul contracts and what to do if we have some of those contracts that maybe we want to just kind of activate, or maybe some of those contracts that we kind of want to get out of, or maybe have a better understanding. So we'll be talking about all of that cool stuff right here tonight. The other thing I want to remind you, it's Sunday night. And, of course, you know what happens on Sunday night. The order goes out for the Kim Deck. And you guys can find all of these in the show notes. I always leave really good show notes, how to connect with us on the Remix Facebook page. Got a beautiful community over there of brothers and sisters who listen to the Remix, a part of the Remix family, Planet Remix, that is, and a lot of activity going on. All you have to do is click like, and you can get yourself there. You can also go to the Android Market. You can pick up the Remix app there. Just search for the Remix with Miss Blue. You will see that logo that you will see that is known throughout this world and beyond. And you can also go over to the iTunes Market as well, and you can find it there also. So it doesn't matter what your device is, whether it's a smartphone or whether you kind of do the iTunes thing, the Apple thing, you can also stay connected with all things Planet Remix and just get yourself locked in. So, want to remind you of that. Also want to remind you the audiobook is available. One of the things, I want to give a big shout out because we do have lots of new listeners who are coming on board. I get your emails from all the countries all over the world and still amazed at how you guys find your way to the Remix. I think it's the coolest thing. I think one day we'll actually do a whole show and begin to just talk about how we found the Remix, because there are so many interesting, amazing stories. And I was speaking with a sister today who found her way to the Remix, and she's listening from Ireland. I thought that was the coolest in the world. So just want to welcome you here to the Remix family. Maybe you're new. Maybe you're listening from the East, the West, the North, and the South, because we have international listeners who listen from all over the planet. And we welcome you all here and beyond, because we know you're listening. We welcome you as well, and we know you're doing amazing things with the information that have been coming in, and that is happening. So I just want to welcome you guys with that, and also let you know, just congratulations to everyone, and want to give thanks who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And that's available too. You can go in the show notes, find out details about it. Any questions you have, questionforblue@gmail.com. You know, you can have that in there as well. But I want to give a big shout out, of course, to all the Remix family listening all over the world. Just so good to feel your energy, your presence. I'm kind of, you know, I sat here a little early tonight. And the reason I did is because I wanted to read sort of the field of the Remix family tonight and to see this energy of the Remix family tonight. I just wanted to feel the energy of everybody and what you guys got going on. And I see so many things that are just kind of floating out there, you know, on Planet Remix. And a lot of things that we're going to talk about are going to be those things that are connected with soul contracts. So I'm super excited about that, to share some information with you guys, give you some insight. I will be taking your calls. You can jump yourself on the phone lines if you want to. Always good to hear from you guys. The other thing I want to remind you is I want to give a big shout out to all the priestesses, because they're out there, all of the divine priestesses, the powerful sisters out there doing their work and doing it in a very big way. You can go over to the Remix Radio page. Just keep scrolling down. I mean, it's so much goodies over there. I cannot tell you of everything. You can just go back and you can look through the archives. One of the coolest things is if you have the app, you can also go back and look at the archives through the apps as well. So I want you to go back and look at the archives. And when you look through the archives, what I want you to do is scroll down and you will see the post with all the priestess there telling you about their modality that they choose to deal in when it comes to energy work, when it comes to readings and all of that amazing thing. And feel free to reach out to any of them over there. Next. I want to give a big, big shout out because we got some new members to Self-Invested and to everyone who is self-invested. If you guys do not know about Self-Invested, Self-Invested is, wow, what can I say about the Self-Invested workshop? It is simply amazing. The Self-Invested Workshop is an opportunity where you can come and we get together, we roll up our sleeves, like I said, and we dive into the work, getting down to the core essence of what it is and really doing the work right there in that sacred space. We're learning together, we're growing together, we're on the cut of edge. We have brothers and sisters from all walks of life that are there. We are really a part of the new collective consciousness, just like Planet Remix here and all of you there. But we get into the work and we work it out. You know, that's like us going in the lab. That's like us being right there, causing the change, seeing it happen in real time, right there in front of your face. So Self-Invested, we're about to kick off a new season. And when I got together with the whole Self-Invested team, and shout out to all of them and much love to them, because it's so much work that goes on behind the scenes to really kind of make all of these things work together. And, you know, I'm really proud to say that there is a space, many spaces we have, Self-Invested being one, the Remix being the other place, places like the Perfect Union Wealth Center with the brother Dietrich, and many other places with brothers and sisters who've come on this platform, that we can actually get together and we can work together, and it's truly a place where all is one. And we do some amazing things there. And I'm really, really proud to say that we're about to embark on a new season. And it was a lot of thought that we put into this, a lot of spiritual energy, and really that information came back to us clear as day that we're going to kick it off with the world famous, the universe famous, the Milky Way famous, Kim Business Class. So the Kim Biz is how we're going to kick it off, but it's not going to be the Kim Biz. So many of you took the class with myself and Brother Bilal for Kim Biz. This is going to be different because we're upgrading. That's right. So this is sort of going to be the advanced version of the Kim Business class. So sort of Kim Biz on steroids. That's what we're going to be doing. We're really going to be up in the annies, and we're going to be doing the Kim Business class. So maybe you're out there and you're really thinking about what is my purpose, you know, or maybe you'll have a good handle on what your purpose is and you really want to see how you can begin to integrate that, how you can really mix that with the chemistry of your soul, how you can understand that in this new reality that we all are existing in or should be trying to exist ourselves in, and really elevate yourself at a soul level with your work, with your passion, with your love, with your growth, and certainly with your understanding. The Kim Biz, right in Self-Invested, is where you want to be. So I want to invite you. You want to find out more information, you know, that's cool. We love to share that technology with you, that light with you. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and you can find out more about the new session we have coming up that's going to kick off on August the 2nd when I tell you, you want to be in the house, and many of you have already reserved your seats, we're so proud to say, as well as your family seats, we're so proud to say, international, as well as those living here in the West and all over the globe. We are super charged up and excited to have you guys join us in the second session of Self-Invested, the Self-Invested Workshop. So all of those details, finding out more of that, is all located here. Look at the show notes because it's really some good notes that are there that we're going to be talking about. So welcome to the Remix, everyone. I see we have a lot of guests in the chat room. Don't forget to click the link at the bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are because, damn it, we want to know who you are. We'd love to know who the hell you are and for you to come on in. I will be taking your calls a little later. I'm kind of like, I don't know, this mood I'm in. I don't even know what to call it, you know? It's like some, I don't know what it is. So, you know, hey, some things we don't have words for, and for very good reason, very damn good reason, we don't have words for everything. So tonight, Star Seeds of the Soul Contract, that's what we're going to be talking about. I feel like it's so much I have to tell you. Oh, wait, there is something I have to tell you. I want to remind you to go back and download, just like tonight's show. All of the remix shows are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's right. We never sleep. You can download. You can download this remix show and all of the remix show. It's like hundreds of them. I couldn't even tell you, like hundreds of them. I mean, it's the best archives in the world. People from other planet are going through our archives and trying to revamp their own shit. So it's some good stuff in there, just some beautiful gems for you to go. They are timeless. You can use it as your own divine oracle. You can sit there and just spin it and see wherever it stops and take a listen and just, hey, just suck it all in, take it all in, let it really just help to activate you and light you up, because it's a wonderful thing. We have some beautiful energy going on right now on the planet, depending on where you are. Take a peek out your window, if it's day or night, and just look up in the sky, because so many amazing things are happening, as without, so within, that's coming inside of you, and this is just a beautiful space for you to just come on in, kick off your shoes, get relaxed, get comfortable, because you're in the house with the remix tonight. So I wanted to tell you that. Don't forget, me and Esther did the chat and chill on Friday night. Yeah, you know, it was fun. It's always great when we do a show together and we come together and we just kind of chat and chill. It was real cool. We had a good time, did some readings, all kinds of things, kind of laughed a lot, you know, because we do that, and just kind of have fun all the time. So I want to welcome you guys to the remix, invite you to go back and download that show and to listen, and definitely want to invite you guys to check us out in Self Invested, because I know you want to get self invested. Of course you do. Why in the hell would you not? Of course you do. So tonight, we're going to get into talking about soul contracts. I get this question so much. You guys know, to date, I've done, gosh, you know, sometimes I don't even know if I could go through the number, but I do want to give you the number because I think it's important. I've done well over 40,000 readings, like 40,386 readings to date. That's a hell of a lot of readings, a whole lot of people that I've talked to, whole lot of energy, and that doesn't even count your spirit guides. That don't count people from other planets and other worlds. That don't count our ancestors. It don't count any of those people. It doesn't count any of that. It doesn't count animals. It doesn't. It doesn't count the elements. And it certainly doesn't count those things on planets. But throughout those readings, there's a lot of things that I've come to understand working in the records. And when I talk about the records, I'm talking about the Akashic records. I want to kind of break down the Akashic records because this is a word. I didn't make up this word. It is not a Miss Blue word. You don't have to tweet that because it's not my word. This word has been around forever. It really is a Sanskrit word, and it really means records. It's about the records. It's about like the hall of records. It's about the records of everything that exists on this planet and beyond. That's what the Akashic records are. Now, many of you who have done your studies, and I know a lot of you have done your studies, you know that the Akashic records really started to become open. Believe it or not, it came open in ancient Kemet, which we also know as ancient Egypt. Now, back through ancient times, the Akashic records was something real. And oh boy, I have some shit to drop on y'all. Just not right now, but I will tell you, there is actually proof the records existed in ancient Kemet. So the good thing about the records and what I love about the work I do when it comes to energy work, when it comes to understanding these things and being able to really understand the essence of who we are, there is something that I can't be shook on, that nobody can change my mind on, and that is that the records are real. The good thing is you don't have to believe in the Akashic records for them to be real. The good thing is you don't have to believe in energy and matter for them to exist. Isn't that really cool? You don't have to believe in other dimensions and other worlds for it to really exist. So that's cool. It kind of leaves you in your safe space. It doesn't matter what school of thought you're from, because we have people from all walks of life, all schools of thought, and some of you have no thought at all and no schools. We love you too. You're welcome here, and we love you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what world you come from, what dimension you come from. You're all welcome here on The Remix. This is the place of love. So working in the records, and as I continue to work in the records, and deeper I would get into the records, you know, when I first started studying, one of the things I was very clear is I did not want to be in the records like Edgar Cayce. He was known as the sleeping prophet. So most of his work was done during the sleeping hours, which is nothing wrong with that. The dream world, taking yourself there, which we know is really the real world. It's absolutely nothing wrong, but I knew that that's not really how I wanted to do and work my magic. So I took the path less taken to be wide awake, you know, and to be able to see all of these things. And when I say see, I'm not always talking about through your two eyes. I'm really talking about your intuitive eyes. And one of the things that is so beautiful about the times that we're living in is that what I do, absolutely everybody on the freaking planet can do. You really can. And that's a big part of the premise of what we do here in The Remix. The difference is some of you may have chosen to do other things. Some of you have chosen other paths and other modalities. This is just my modality that I chose, but really the essence of my work, the fiber of what I really, really give so much to is to help you to decode this shit for yourself, that you can figure it out. Because we're living in a time now, for the first time in the evolution on the planet Earth, where everybody's watching, like everybody. We're trying to see why all of these crop circles are coming up. We're trying to see why all of these unidentified objects are happening. You know, Men in Black is coming back out. They got Ghostbusters coming back out. And all of these things of paranormal activity are becoming more, you guessed it, normal than ever. So now, it's not unusual for you to walk in a grocery store or to cut on the television and to see some of the things that we have all known and really have a good understanding of from The Remix. Now they're making television shows. We know they're listening. We know they're out there. We know they're listening. And welcome. Welcome to The Remix. We're so glad you're listening. So, you know, things are becoming less impactful for us. No longer are we shocked when we cut on the television and we see shows like Resurrection. It's kind of like expected at this particular point. We're not even shocked when they come out with movies like Lucy. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, The Remix did Lucy like 4 years ago. You want to know what the Lucy's about? You want to decode it? Just come right on over here, take a seat in The Remix, and you got Lucy, baby. Everything that's happening in that movie has happened right here. We done did it. Y'all done lived it. Y'all done emailed me about it. We done did readings on it. Y'all done talked to Brother Bilal about it. You done talked to me about it. You done talked to each other about it. You done posted on The Remix page about it. You know, y'all done showed me pictures of it. Y'all done told me stories about it. It done happened. It's already happened. But it is a very good gauge so that you can understand that you, this is what I want you to do. Can I do a Rihanna? Can I do a Rihanna right now? I told y'all, I didn't know what kind of mood I was in tonight. I want to do a Rihanna. Everybody stand up and take a damn bow. Take a bow. Take a bow for yourself because you are so far ahead. I told you, there are two collective consciousness on this planet. And we are a part of that new collective consciousness that have moved ourselves forward. So everything that we begin to watch now is almost like a review. It's almost like, you know how you take a test and then all of a sudden you go somewhere else and they say, oh, but you got to take a test. And you all worried about the test. You're trying to figure out what's going on with the test and if you're going to pass the test, if it's, you know, do you need to study what's going to be on the test? And you start looking at the question. You go, wait a minute. I know that. I know the answer is C. I know that answer is B. Oh, I know what that answer is. And I know that answer is D. And oh, by the way, I know 1 + 1 never equals 2. I know all the answers to the freaking test. You ace the test, you make 100 on the test, and they stop you and they say, I need to ask you a question. How did you make 100? I've been studying all week, all night. I've been trying to put this shit together. I've been trying to make it add up. I've been getting notes. I've been going back doing research. I've been looking in books. I've been doing all of this. How could you please share the secret with me? How did you make an A? And you say, because I already took the test before and I remembered. So this is truly where we are. We're in the time of remembering. That's where we are. Not play, remember. I'm talking about the kind of remember that when somebody comes up to you, and sisters, you know what I'm talking about. They hand you a hula hoop, and all of a sudden you start to hear that sound. Shh, 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 shh. You remember what it felt like to put that hoop around your hips and to swirl your hips back and forth and to make it go round and round and round. That's what I'm talking about. Brothers, I'm talking about when you get ready to get on your bike and you see that bike outside and you think to yourself, it's been a long time since I rode a bike. And next thing you know, you swing that leg over, you grab them handlebars and you pedaling. And you rolling, and you whipping, you up and down, you on the sidewalk, you off the sidewalk, just like that. You're remembering. And this is something that we all have the ability to do. Now, I'm not going to tell you that when it comes to soul contracts, that is just as simple as remembering. You got to do a little bit more work than remembering, but pretty much this is the time that we're in. The key is when you don't remember, you got to do what your mama told you to do, and that's ask for help. It's just that simple, because help is out there. However you choose to get that assistance, whether that be come here to the remix, whether that be in self-invested, get a reading from Brother Bilal or get a reading from the priestess, or whether, you know, you choose to go back through the archives and listen, whether you choose to download the audio workbook, whatever you choose to do to help you remember is what you need to do. Because there's many practices that are out there. And one of the things I've learned by working in the records, and not just working in the records, because the records, I want you to think of the records kind of like the Sears Tower. So I'm going to ask the question, how many of you have been in the Sears Tower building? Like been to the very, very top of the Sears Tower? How many? Just show me hands around the world. Just hold your hands. You know, do like DJ Khaled. Just throw your hands up. I see you guys. I see you guys on the phone line. I see you all over the world. Y'all throwing your hands up. I know Esther has been there. She's a Chi-Town girl. Well, I've been in the Sears Tower. Do you know how many floors the Sears Tower has in it? Take a guess. Does anybody know how many floors the Sears Tower building has in it? Because it's a lot of floors. If you've been in the Sears Tower, there's a part where when you're going up the elevator on the Sears Tower, you start to feel your body become very heavy. And then all of a sudden you feel your body kind of float. Like you go through a metamorphosis as you get ready to go to the top. There's a point where your breathing pattern shifts. Anybody who's been all the way up to the top in Sears Tower can tell you this. Your breathing pattern starts to change. You will even feel your body structure, like you have to kind of stand a different way. You will also feel the energy just sort of kind of pulling you outward, like you're expanding yourself. If you ever want to get a rush with your chakras, Take a ride in a building. It don't have to be the Sears Tower, but it does need to be taller than 7 floors. But if you go on the elevator and you take yourself up, you will be able to feel that. It's a way that you can feel the energy as it begins to rise in your body. Well, I want to kind of stay with my story here, but what the point I'm making here is that that's how the Akashic Records are. See, most people, when they access the record, this is something our ancestors in ancient Egypt understood. They understood that even though they gave you the key, even though they brought your ass right at the door of the records, even though they put on the wall, this is where the records are, they knew that everybody couldn't get in there. And when you got in, you were so excited. You're jumping up and down. You're like, oh, ding. Oh, my goodness, I'm in the records. It was a trick. You were only in the lobby. You were in the lobby. Now, wait a minute. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying. But the lobby has a lot of cool shit in it, too. Like, a lot of people are doing their life work off the lobby. They in the lobby getting jiggy with it in the lobby of the records. They ain't even really get inside. They in the lobby building their life empire off of being in the lobby. They holding on to that little key, and they think they done did something, but they in the lobby. You know? So... Yes, Esther, showing out in the lobby. They in the lobby of the records. They don't even realize you're not in the records. But I've been able to kind of maneuver myself around the records. It did take some work for me. You understand? That's not everybody's path. I'm just sharing my story. It took some work for me to be in the records and really just kind of getting lost and just kind of being open with it. And I bumped into what is known as the Premier Files. And once I walked in there, it kind of was like that, it was kind of like, where the hell am I? What's going on up in here? Like, I thought I was in the records already. What is this? Whole nother other to the records. So the reason I say that is I want to share with you sort of my take. And that's what it is. That's the beautiful place that we live in, is that it is my take on soul contracts and the records. So we're going to get ready to get into that. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Star seeds. I'll tell you guys more about the star seeds. And then we're going to be talking about soul contracts. And it's one of those things I enjoy talking about because it's so much to kind of explore there and have fun with and just to be able to share. So that's a big thing for me. We're going to do something a little different. And tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to do a transmission. We're going to do a group transmission because we're to the point now where, you know, how can I say? We're to the point now where you guys are kind of like advanced magic makers. Those of you who listen to the remix because you're doing work, if you found your way here, that's you too. You know, give yourself that credit. And we're going to do a transmission. This is something that I had unlocked a while ago, and I thought it was super cool. And, you know, I love to share things with you guys, you know, and I want to share this with you. And we're going to do a transmission. And this particular transmission that we're getting ready to do, it doesn't really require you to do much. You just kind of relax, and I want you to understand, because tonight, when I take your calls tonight, I am going to be doing some work. I will be doing live energy work, which I'm always doing, but I'm going to be doing live energy work, and I'm actually going to be activating things inside of you while we speak. So have I done it before? Shame on me. Yes, I have, and I just haven't told you. But tonight I'm telling you, and I'm telling you for a very good reason, because I want you to understand and be able to feel this activation so that we can have this dialogue together as we begin to speak about things. So it's going to be really important for you to do this, and no worries, like, you know, the cool thing about these activations that we have, like, you don't have to sit up straight. I know that, like, irks y'all sometimes when I say sit up straight. Make sure your feet are not crossed. Make sure they're planted on the ground. Make sure your hands are in your lap. Back up straight. You ain't got to do none of that. It don't matter. You ain't got to do none of that shit. You can have one leg up and one leg down, although I could only imagine what you're doing if you have that. You could be walking. You could be eating. You can tell where my energy's going. But anyway, it's been a minute. So, you know, just relax. The only thing that you have to do is just be in the agreement that you're going to participate, and it really is just to kind of get you into your heart's energy. There is no fancy sounds, because I don't want you to be distracted by anything, absolutely nothing. And we know how easily y'all can get distracted. Oh my God, your spirit guides tell me the stories about any damn thing can distract your ass. As human beings, just get distracted by any damn thing. Somebody say boo. Somebody come and fart. Y'all all looking to the left, you know, just distracted. So this is just your agreement to stay present and to, you know, just kind of open up that heart space of yours. We're going to talk about grounding, but we're going to talk about grounding in a very different way tonight. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're also going to listen to some music, okay? So two things, decisions here to make. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and just so glad to have you guys in the house tonight, have everybody here. Can feel the love in the air, and it's a beautiful thing. As we get ready, we're going to listen to a song. So I know y'all, like, I'm reading the energy tonight. Let me tell you some of the things. Let me write them down right now. Right now, I'm going to write them down. I'm going to write down a couple of things, okay? Straight out the box, there's someone here who has a job interview on Tuesday afternoon that wants to know about their job interview. Somebody is here who just lost a grandmother. And there's someone here who just found out they were pregnant. Congratulations, by the way. There's someone here who is going through a breakup in a relationship. There's someone here who just consummated, that's an interesting word they threw out, just consummated a relationship. There's someone here who lights are about to get turned off tomorrow, are supposed to get turned off tomorrow, let me say that. Somebody else here who, wow, somebody who just brought a whole bunch of shit from Ross and needs to take it back. I don't know who you are, but you're here tonight, brought a whole bunch of shit from Ross and needs to take it back. There's someone here that's leaving on a business trip in the morning. There's someone here who has surgery scheduled in the morning. There is someone here who is plagued by a nasty virus and feels they're going to die, but you're not. There's someone here who's in the hospital right now listening. There's someone here who wishes to speak to their father. And there is someone here whose crown chakra just exploded in another dimension. So, whole lot of things going on out there. And there's someone here who's just completely in love and really, really ready to just take that relationship to the next level. So, a lot of things going on tonight. I just wanted to write some of those down, reading some of the energy here and reading some of the soul contracts that are out there for you guys. So that's going to be super cool when we go through talking about soul contracts, what they mean and how you can connect to them and, you know, all of those, you know, all of those beautiful things. So we're going to get ready to listen to this transmission. And this particular transmission is one that will activate, like I said, just kind of put you in that place so that you can feel your own energy. And once you feel your own energy and you're able to get in that space, because even though we are in a live atmosphere, and those of you listening, this is a live atmosphere, and on a day-to-day basis, Esther can tell you we have thousands of downloads, that chances are, even if you're listening to this in the archive, there's still a live atmosphere of people all over the planet that are listening at the same time that you're listening. When that happens, there is an energetic field that is formed. There is a planet called Planet Remix where everything is existing at. And so you're able to tap into that field, you know, I call it the honeycomb grid, and your own honeycomb grid connects to that. And so really powerful things begin to happen and things come through. So I want you to, just as you're listening here, because that's what you'll be doing as we get ready to get this transmission. It's a powerful transmission, and this was something that was shown to me by the spirit guides, and this transmission is one that's been on the planet for a while. And the cool thing about these new transmissions, they're not these ancient things that are coming out of ancient records, but they're things that are very close to us where these transmissions are. And we're able to be able to take them in, much like I told you guys about the crop circles. Like, all you have to do is look at them. And when you need that information, it will activate itself inside at a subatomical level. Your cells will know how to respond to them. Your DNA will know how to wake up to it. It's absolutely nothing you will have to do. It will already be internalized within yourself. You just have to keep on your path and continuously do your work, and that will activate itself. So it kind of works like that. So we're going to be listening to this one. This is one I did, and there's no frills with it. It's no fanciness with it, because again, I want you to just hear the pure translation of this transmission and just begin to take it in. We'll talk about it when we go to the phone lines, because I really want to know what you guys heard. You can put those things in the chat room. But I want you to just clear your mind. And then afterwards, see, here's the key. This is where the magic happens for you with transmissions, because we're all receivers. We're like a powerful radio receiver. I want you to imagine yourself, and I say this again in this transmission, but I want you to imagine yourself walking on a stage and standing, centering yourself inside the spotlight. Get directly centered in the spotlight. I want you to go right in the middle of the spotlight. Or I want you to imagine trying to find your favorite radio station and moving past the static until there is a clear channel. There's a clear signal. There is a clear sound that you hear, almost like you're listening to Sirius radio. I want you to get yourself in that state of mind as we receive this, and then we'll be right back. I want to take this time now for us to do a transmission, to really just begin to get in and open up our heart space and really begin to focus our grounding, centering our energy, clearing, releasing inside of our heart space, and to be inside of our physical body. Now, with this particular transmission, there's absolutely nothing you have to do. You don't have to cross your legs. You don't have to sit up straight. All you have to do is listen. A lot of transmissions have been left through us, or for us, I should say, through verbal communication, through sound, through lyrics, and through sound. Very important to understand that we are definitely in a time where we can activate not only ancient codes, but codes that we have that have been left for us and those that are being created for us in this very moment. So let's get ready as I read this transmission. And this transmission that I'm going to be reading for you tonight, or depending on what part of the world you're in, this transmission that I'll be reading for you is by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this particular transmission is one that unlocks codes, that really helps to open up the energy when it comes to the heart space. I'm going to read it in the frequency, in the tone, so that you can receive the transmission. So, here we go. Every man has a place. In his heart, there's a space. And the world can't erase his fantasies. Take a ride in the sky. On our ship, fantasize. All your dreams will come true right away. And we will live together until the 12th of never. Our voices will ring forever as one. Every thought is a dream, rushing by in a stream, bringing life to the kingdom of doing. Take a ride in the sky, on a ship, fantasize. All of your dreams will come true miles away. Our voices will ring together until the 12th of never. We will live love forever as one. Come to see victory in the land called fantasy. Loving life, a new degree. Bring your mind to everlasting liberty. As one, come to see victory in a land called fantasy. Loving life for you and me. To behold to your soul is ecstasy. You will find other kind that has been in search of you. Many lies has brought you to recognize. It's your life now in review. As you stay for the play, fantasy has in store for you. A glowing light will see you through. It's your day, shining day. All your dreams come true. As you glide in your stride with the wind as you fly, give a smile from your lips and say, I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Now I'm on my way. Come to see victory in a land called fantasy. Loving life for you and me. To behold to your soul is ecstasy. You will find other kind that has been in search of you. Many lives have brought you to recognize it's your life now in review. Earth, Wind, and Fire, fantasy. Yes. So I want you to take a moment and just listen. And I want you to begin to write exactly what comes to you, what's coming up. No matter what it is, don't judge it, don't second guess it, but take a moment to make a note of it, to jot it down. What is it? Is it a word? Is it a phrase? Is it something of the past that has happened? Is it something you need to let go? Is it something that you're yearning for? Is it something that is connected with you? And write it down. Write it down. Just take a moment. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix. If you guys in the chat room want to put those up and kind of share with everyone in the forum about some of those transmissions that came through for you, that would be super cool to put them up. Some thoughts, if it's a word, if something came to you, if something just spoke to your heart, you know, that just was just heavy for you when you received that transmission. You can put them up in the chat room. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Esther, marriage was your word, marriage. Real good, real interesting. Yeah, yeah. So put those transmissions up of what came, what came. Yeah. Put those transmissions up. You guys share them. I think they're beautiful things and just interesting to see. I'm getting you guys showing me sort of the notes of what's coming to you. If you were able to get something beautiful, if not, you can go back and you can listen to it. I know that we've been just so programmed into doing things one way that sometimes when we have these ways that are really cutting edge, it can be challenging if we're not open enough to really begin to hear that or to feel that, I should say, or to be in that space. So, you know, the beautiful thing is you can always go back and you can download and you can listen again and again. Yeah, Wanda said she got peace, love, and joy is here for me, yours for the taking. Step into that. Very powerful, Goddess Wanda, in the chat room, that was her transmission that she got, you know, that was coming through, that she was hearing. Some people are releasing things. I'm seeing someone who said it wasn't my fault, I didn't do it. I see someone else is saying that what they got is it's okay to be hurt. Someone else got that it's okay to love and let go. Wow, just some powerful transmissions. Let's see, Polarity got liberty is mine, and then the first line of her book, Healing Waters, got walking through the never, just walking through never. You know, really, really some powerful transmissions that are coming through. So I thought that was super cool. We'll be doing more of those from time to time. Who knows? But now we need to do something as we get ready to just continue to share here tonight. I want you guys to go ahead and stand up. I want everybody to stand up. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
We're going to get ready to dance. And I want you guys to dance on this song because it has a powerful message in it. And the message really speaks to what... The message really speaks to what we have going on tonight. We're talking about soul contracts tonight. And that's going to be what the message is about. That's what the message is about. And this song, I want you to really kind of take this into your spirit and just kind of send this energy out there. That's right. I want you to get the children, get the baby. I want everybody to get themselves up. That's it. You can stand up. I see you over there at work. You can nod your head. You can nod your head while you're doing that. I see you sitting on the couch. You can stay on the couch. But I want you to move to this while we listen to the words, and then we'll be right back.
Close enough.
right, everyone. That was Latch by Sam Smith, and it's on the Disclosure album. I love that song. I really, really love that song. So just wanted to give you guys some sweet vibes as we get ready to just continue our discussion we're having tonight here in the forum. And we're talking about Star Seeds of the Soul Contract. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, because this is a question, you know, that I get so many requests for, to ask about soul contracts. And everybody wants to know about that. So I'm going to give you my take, Miss Blue, on soul contracts after doing over 40,000 readings and being able to work with people, energy, brothers, sisters, children, people from all over the planet, all walks of life, and all different backgrounds. So first of all, let's talk about star seeds, and let's really just talk about seeds. And when I say seeds, what am I referring to? Seeds is what activates your star self. We are star people. We are star children. We are stars, the same ingredients, the same chemistries that go into making the stars that we see up in the sky at night are the same ingredients that go into us. And so these seeds activate our star cells. And the seeds are all about expressing the essence of who you are. When you can start to express the essence of who you are, then you are really getting into activating your star self. You know, when Brother Bilal was on the show from Bilal the Experience that does the amazing soul alignment readings, he talked about really this is a time of stepping up and speaking up for yourself. That's exactly what it is. It's about you expressing the essence of who you are, not about you opening your mouth and just running your fucking mouth. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about going around being nasty, talking to people any kind of way, saying whatever the hell you want to say. That's not speaking up for yourself. But speaking up for yourself is when you can express the pure essence of who you are. That's when you're activating your star self. And there is no substitute for it. You know, there is absolutely no substitute for it, you know. So it really is about making sure that you get into that particular position so that you can begin to activate your star seeds, all of those seeds that live within inside of you to begin to activate them. So let's talk about soul contracts and what they mean. This is something that is kind of complicated that I'm going to make as simple as possible, and I'm going to give you my understanding, my research of it, my experience with it in working with many of you around the world. And so when we start to talk about soul contracts, there's so many of them. I want you to imagine if you've ever purchased a home. You know, when I purchased my first home, there was a stack of papers when you go to closing. And interesting that a lot of things in this reality, we know not only mimic things that are happening on the spiritual realm, but really just a true experience of the spiritual world. Because a lot of times what happens when we make our transition from this reality to the other reality or to the other world or even between the other worlds, we go to sort of a closing table. You know, that approach happens when you're coming into this world, and it happens when you're leaving this world as well. So there are many different soul contracts that we have come into agreement with when we agreed to come here on planet Earth. And one of the things I've also come to understand is that all of us are volunteers here. At this point in our evolution of humanity and being spiritual beings on this planet, we all volunteered. Ain't that some shit? We all volunteered. Was nobody forced to come here? We all volunteered to come. Now, there were different phases of those volunteers, and we came with sort of our soul group to do a particular work or to do a particular thing or to learn a particular lesson, but we volunteered to come. Nobody held a gun. They didn't force us to come here. We volunteered to come. So there are many different levels of soul contracts, and I want to talk to you about those different levels of soul contracts. You have a soul contract before you even come into this life. Now, that's twofold, because some of you came here as a reincarnation, and I'll explain that for some of our new listeners. That means that you were on the planet Earth before, and then you came back. Now, the average years, and this can be debated, so I'm sharing with you guys my own personal experience, research, work, and what I know to be true for sure, which means all and nothing at the same time. But this is my sort of what I'm telling you based on my work. The average year turnaround is somewhere between 77 and 230 years. That's the average turnaround. Nobody dies and boom, come right back. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, you know, my grandfather died on Tuesday. The baby was born on a Wednesday. Is that my grandfather? No, that's not. Well, you know, oddly enough, the child looks just like the grandfather. Now that he's getting older, he acts like him. He has a lot of his mannerisms. And there's very good reason for that, because before a soul transitions on the other side, or even before a soul comes here, he spends time. There's a welcoming party that comes almost 5 to 7 years before that soul transitions, that is already on the other side preparing for that soul to come over. And a lot of times when those souls are crossing over, when there is a case of someone coming in and someone leaving out, they have already met themselves in the spirit world. They have already introduced themselves, and the training has already begun with each other. Now, these things are not done at a conscious level. You understand? We have evolved ourselves as spiritual beings, but we're not that evolved that we recognize that we're doing this for real. But it does happen. So we have contracts that happen before we actually come to the planet. And we actually sit down and we really go over this. It's kind of like going through closing. If you purchase a vehicle, or even if you've signed a lease on an apartment, if you've registered for college, if you've had to fill out your medical plan, it's kind of the same kind of thing. You have to sit down. You answer questions. There are things asked of you. There are things presented to you. You get to say you want it. You get to say you don't want it. These are some of those contracts that happen before you even get here. Then we have also other contracts that are presented with us. And these contracts come in between lives. So when a soul crosses over a soul is in between lives, there are some contracts that happen at that precise moment, especially while a lot of things are still fresh. A lot of lessons are still learned. When there is still an opportunity for the soul at that particular moment. I know the misconception is when you get out of this reality, like you just go off into this bliss land and you're jumping around, you're skipping through roses and you're in heaven, or what we would call heaven. But that doesn't always happen. And in most cases, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't. I haven't seen that to be true, and I haven't been told that's true. What happens is there's still learning going on, even on the other side. Many of you have called in for readings, or I've done readings for you, and I've told you how your loved ones who've passed on are learning a whole lot of things from you. So it goes twofold. I know a lot of times we think that we can just learn from the ancestors, and that's true. The gods and the goddesses, that's true. The angels and our spirit guides, of course we can. But we are also helping others who've evolved themselves as well, too. So it's a give and take. So there are soul contracts that are built in between lives. Now, some of the soul contracts are also happening, and this will be interesting for my sisters and my brothers out there, all of you who have children. Some of the soul contracts are happening between 6 weeks, during 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is a very key and a significant time for women when they're with child and they're pregnant with a baby. Because at that 6 weeks mark, there is an opportunity. There are soul contracts being presented at that time. This is also the time that what happens is the spinal cord is actually being formed at that particular time. The reason that energetic spinal cord is being built is because that is sort of the bridge of where all of the energetic grids are birthed from. So all of the chakras, or what we call the chakras, are birthed from that energetic grid of the spinal cord at that particular time. The eyes just really have black dots on them at that particular time, and the baby seed is no bigger than a kennel of corn at that time. But this is a significant time that is happening inside the birthing process, because there are soul contracts being presented. This is also the time between 6 weeks and 22 weeks is the highest rate of miscarriages, and women are having miscarriages and astronomical numbers. One of the things that's happening on the planet that hasn't happened before, or I've been told by those on the other side hasn't happened that much, is that we don't have that many bodies. Like in the 60s, we had a whole lot of bodies, a whole lot of humans. Even in the 70s and the 80s, more bodies. We had a lot of bodies. Even though we're giving birth, we're not giving birth at the rate that we were doing in the 50s and in the 40s and in the 60s and in the 80s. We're not giving birth. And even though we have war and destruction and crime on the planet, a lot of people are leaving the planet, but not a lot of bodies are coming back. Not a whole lot. Because there's simply not enough bodies to encompass all of the souls that have chosen, elected to come back to Earth. So these miscarriages are happening because what is happening with these soul agreements is that as we evolve ourselves through lifetime, and depending on where our soul levels are, and for the sisters who attended the Soul Sister Workshop with myself and Esther, you know that you got an opportunity to really see what soul level you were. Now, your soul level is not based on how many times you bring your ass back to Earth. So let's be clear about that. This is not a numbers game, because 1 + 1 does not equal 2. So that's not what it is. But it really is about those agreements. It's about those soul contracts, and it's about that evolution of you coming back to the planet that shows really where your soul has evolved itself. Now, I want to be clear, because your soul's purpose and a soul contract are not the same things. They're completely different. And even though they can intertwine themselves, they are not the same. So babies, when they're coming to the planet, it's some critical things. We call them babies, but they're really these souls that are coming back. And these souls are coming back at significant times. You know, you can even look, you can go to the Bureau of Statistics, and you can see what day, what months that we, in the last maybe 5 to 6 years, we've had influx of births or children being born at specific times. And if you line them up, this is something also Brother Bilal and myself, we talked about on previous shows as well, and you look at these solar flares that are happening in the planet, you also look about these planets that they have discovered that we talked about years ago on the other side of the Milky Way, you will see that these are the times that when NASA has aligned itself, the solar flares have aligned itself, you will see that more babies are being born, because these are souls that are coming to the Earth. Now, all these souls that are influx coming to the Earth have not reincarnated from the Earth. I know that's a little woo-woo for some of y'all. Hold your chair. It's not going to fly away from you. But I know that's a little provocative, but it's just simply the truth. And I know this from doing my soul sessions and speaking to some of you who I've been able to do these sessions with. So during this particular time, this is when a soul really takes a look. And this is not anything new. This has been going on since the beginning of time. The soul gets an opportunity to take a look and look around and see, let me see this soul group I'm about to come in, because this is significant to me. And sometimes those children come in and they say, I don't want to do this. I think I made a mistake. You know how you raise your hand when you in class and you ask the teacher for another piece of paper? Some of them done said, I think I got the wrong contract. I think I'm in the wrong class. I need to go back down to the counselor's office, and I need to talk to them because somebody put me in the wrong class. I need to get the hell out of there fast, quick, and hurry. I need you to change my class right now. And they bouncing. These babies are bouncing, literally. Now, some of these other children that are coming in are into the womb at this critical time and being able to manifest themselves. Some of them just needed a little bit of this earth life before they evolved themselves, before they upgraded themselves. It doesn't necessarily mean that they went to go on to another world or to go on to another planet. It just means that it was time for them to evolve themselves. You know, I remember having a conversation with a sister, and she was so distraught over this child she lost many, many years ago. And she wanted to know, you know, what happened to the baby? Like, what happened? Where is the child? What happened to the child? And she was so sad and miserable. I said, child, that child is reincarnated, living over in Europe, and they're 12 years old. While you sitting around crying, that soul done went on. Okay, so it's many different things that happen. I just kind of want to give you guys an inside peek. You know, it's a lot of information. I will cover as much as I can right here, but I want to kind of give you some understanding about these soul contracts, how they work, and how they're actually connected to you. So you can see yourself, and I see you guys. I see you in the chat room. I see you guys having discussion all over. So you can understand that. So between those times, that's a critical, critical, critical moment, but it also brings divine confirmation. I don't care about your mama. I don't care about your daddy. I don't care how you can't stand your sister. I don't care how your brother done treated you. I don't care what your uncle done did to you. I don't care what your aunt done said about you. I don't care what your cousin done didn't do to you. I don't care about your cousin's baby mama. I don't care about any of them because this is your soul group you chose to come into. You did. You said, hey, there's some things I need to work out. There's some things I need to learn. So this is the soul group that I have chosen. So rest assured with that. I know that's a scary thought for some of us and a beautiful thought for some of us. But however the thought comes, know that you participated in it. You understand? Now, this does not take away from your free will. So some people get soul contracts, meaning that if I'm supposed to meet X, Y, and Z, then guess what? I'm going to meet damn X, Y, and Z, and we going to have to do X. No, 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 no. Free will overrides everything, and I'll explain how free will sort of kind of intertwines itself into a soul contract, okay? So that you can understand about the different levels. So that's another level of the soul contract. We also have soul contracts from past lives. That's right. We have soul contracts from past lives. So there are individuals that you have had a past life with, and, you know, y'all just couldn't get enough of each other. Y'all said, you know what? We gonna do it again. But this time, instead of you being the daughter and me being the mama, I'm going to be the mama and you're going to be the daughter. How about that? Or instead of you being the daddy, I'm going to be the child and you're going to be the daddy. Or how about we be brothers and sisters, we don't even be husband and wife. Or how about we don't be brother and sister, we be husband and wife. You understand? So these soul contracts from past lives are very real. And the truth of the matter is every single person you come in contact, I don't care if you're here listening on the phone. I don't care if you are in the chat room. I don't care if you're on the stinking bus and there's this person sitting next to you and they are stinking. And every single day that you get up and you get on that bus, that person just finds you and somehow they got to stand next to you. They got to sit next to you. You see them every day. You got a soul contract with that person. Everyone, every single person, every single animal, every single thing you have a soul contract with. So soul contracts are pretty big, you know, and we have them on so many different levels, these soul contracts. Then we also have soul contracts that are connected with us and only us. This is an important one. This is the soul contract that once you came to earth, you gave to yourself. You went, knocked on the door and said, I need to come in there because I need to draw up the paperwork and I want to make a contract. Yeah, well, what kind of contract do you want to make? I want to make a contract that says I will never, ever turn my back on people who love me. There. They say, okay, you sure you want to do this? And you say, yes, I do. They say, okay, I need you. Go ahead and sign right there. Okay, thanks. See you later. And you walk out the door thinking you done did some hot shit. You know? Hey, look at me. I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to turn my back on anybody who needs me. Now what? You didn't do the soul contract. Then you do another soul contract and you say, I will never, ever, wait a minute. I will never, ever let anybody hurt me. Yep. There. I got it. I'm covered. I ain't going to let nobody hurt me. So you didn't get another soul contract. And they say, is that it? And you say, yeah, that's it. That's all I need for today. Then you go back into there. You absolutely right, Esther. And you say, now this is going to get them. Oh, girl, this is my man. And I'm about to sign this contract. I'm not going to work today. I'm focusing on signing this contract. I will always love you. There it is. I will always love you. See, Whitney Houston is a beautiful example about this soul contract. Because she signed that contract with Bobby and I'll be damned. If she didn't hold, she held that damn contract. She held that contract up. What? Oh, what? That contract was solid. But here's something I want you to understand. Because the contracts that are really being activated on a conscious level, which is really the level that is penetrating, it's the level that we're seeing being played out in all of this 3D reality, is the level that we're making these contracts, not with other people. They're not contracts that were made at a soul level. These are soul contracts that we made once we came into this reality. Those contracts are live. Those are the contracts that when you driving down the road and you cut on the radio, you hear Lionel Richie talking about, hello. You know, these are the contracts that when you go in the grocery store, you see this brother walking towards you that looks like your man, and you're like, oh. You know, these are those contracts. You understand? Because these contracts are alive. They live in. So everywhere you go and everything you do, it is, you're just immersed yourself in it. You understand? You're just all in that contract. So these soul contracts are on many different levels. But the main contracts that are being activated now, you know, everybody is so into the past and, oh, it must be some soul life thing and it must be all of this, and it may very well be. But that live contract that you did with nobody else standing in front of you, only yourself, is the contract. So we're not looking at those things that we looked at in the past, like vows of poverty. You know, that shit is a joke. Those kind of contracts are joke contracts. You understand? And here's something I want you to know. And you know, this can be debated, but I got a good damn debate for it because, like I said, I done did 40,000 plus readings. So I got a good debate with it. You can't break soul contracts. It's impossible. You cannot break them. No, I don't think y'all heard me. You cannot break, meaning crack, break soul contracts. You cannot, because they were made at a soul level. Yes, they're forever. So here's the illusion. And this is why a lot of things have not been working. Because we're doing all these practices, we cutting cords, you know, we pouring water in the toilet, we burning paper, we jumping up and down, we tapping on our heart, we eating raw vegetables, we going in smokehouses, and we say, whew, got out of that contract. And then all of a sudden, we're doing fine, and then something comes up, and we're right back where we started. And we're trying to figure out, how the hell did I get back here? Why the hell am I thinking this? What is going on? Am I losing my mind? Is this crazy? Well, it's because you cannot just dive into. And soul contracts don't work that way. That's how you know it's a soul contract. It don't work that way. It doesn't. You can't do that. You know, a big part of my work and a big part of Brother Bilal's work, this is why we are so much into getting down to the root cause and getting to the heart of the matter. And I know sometimes that frustrates you guys. Because y'all like, just tell me what I need to do to get this shit out my system. That's all I want to know. Do I need to burn a candle? Do I need to turn it upside down? You know, do I need to get some cinnamon and mix it in a bowl? You know, do I need to take some flour? Do I need to get a crystal? You know, what do I need? Do I need to take a bath? You know, what do I need to do? You know, do I need to go sit in a sweat house? What do I need to do? Do I need to go walk in the desert? Do I need to go to Egypt? Do I need to take my leg and put it over my head? What do I need to do to get this off of me? You see. What do I need to do? And we get so engulfed into jumping ourselves out there that we miss the whole point. Because if it's a soul contract, this is something that we called into being, and the absolute only way to unfold this is to really, really be able to get into your work and to get to a level of awareness of it, a level of understanding with it, you know, as the old folks would say, a come to Jesus meeting with it, that you're going to have to truly, truly be able to activate it inside the essence of who you are to get a higher understanding of it. And not just the understanding, because we're so quick to blame the other person to say that this is why this is occurring or that is why this is happening, but to get the understanding of it so we can get to the core of why would we enter into this agreement in the first place. Surely it's not because we just love torture, or surely it's not, and don't get me wrong, because some soul contracts, you know, I've experienced them. They are the most profound, beautiful, loving. There is no words to describe the connection, the love, the energy, the healing. It literally takes your breath away. But it really is about the essence of it, about the awareness of not just knowing yourself, because that's a giving. We got to know ourselves. That's a given. And the reason that that statement was left over the temple walls is because that's not some easy shit to do. If it was easy, everybody would go and say, oh, know thyself. Got it. I'm out of here. Peace. Deuces. I'll holler at y'all on the next round. But see, to know yourself, really, really begin to understand and to know yourself is to know that you have truly called these things into being. There's no accidents with it. It really isn't. But we get so caught up that what we end up doing is we start creating these soul contracts with ourselves while we're here in this illusion. Some people create these contracts with themselves that are really, really based on a lot of things about chasing money or chasing a reality or just trying to understand themselves. And in the process of really going through that, losing themselves, you understand, it really is about losing themselves. But really just coming back, just kind of come back and begin to understand about the soul contracts, where they come from. Why would we have them? Why are they here? It really is to help us evolve ourselves. It's to help us learn. It's for us to grow. But it's not about your life purpose. Your life purpose and your soul contract are two completely different things. Two completely different things. And that can be very hard to kind of swallow, because sometimes we think that they go hand in hand, and sometimes the impression is they do go hand in hand, but they don't. They really don't go hand in hand. One thing about it is you're not going to get around doing your work, and there is a long way to doing it. There is a long way. There's no shortcuts, but there damn sure is a long way. And when you find yourself sort of kind of going back and back and back and back in the same cycle, in the same cycle, in the same cycle, then you know. You have to kind of pull yourself back and say, let me look at this and see what soul contracts I've created for myself. Did I create a soul contract that said to me that I never want to be poor, and so therefore I have compromised my purpose for being, to be here? Did I make a soul contract with myself that said, because I was ignored as a child, there was no father there was no mother there, that I will do anything to get attention? Absolutely anything that I need to do to get attention. Did I do a soul contract because of so much pain, so much hurt, so much dismay in my life, that I will do anything to be loved? It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what turns I have to take. It doesn't matter what bridges I have to burn. It doesn't matter who I have to stab in the back. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. These are very real soul contracts that have been implemented. Did I do a soul contract because my life was so difficult that I never wanted to see things clearly? So these things start to impact us on a mental level, on a physical level, at a heart level, at a spiritual level. They start to impact us. And suddenly, you begin to scram for more contracts. to cover the contract that you made. Looking for more of the contract. Some people are searching for what they think is their sole purpose, when in all actuality, they're trying to figure out what's their real contract. Not their sole purpose at all. They're still living inside their contract, not their purpose. That's why it's not working. That's why you can't move forward. That's why you can't manifest. That's why it's not working for you. Because you're operating not from the place of activating your seeds within. And it's so important at this particular time that we understand this, that being at this level of awareness will help you open it up, almost like a clause, you know, to look at your contract so you can see the clauses in the contract. I guess that's why I love the movie The Santa Claus, because it was all about contracts. And the sisters in the priestesshood, there was a homework assignment, a very powerful one, about the movie Santa Claus. If you guys have not checked it out, you need to check it out with Tim Allen, The Santa Claus. So you can understand about what it is when we start to take on these contracts, because they can't be broken. And just like Tim Allen, when he came outside and seen Santa, who had fell off the roof, and he went and picked up the piece of paper and thought it was a joke when he put on the Santa suit and then could not take it off. Once he put it on, he began to turn into Santa Claus. He started gaining weight. His beard started growing. His cheeks became rosy, and he started to look like Santa Claus. And they expected him to act like Santa Claus. In fact, he could not constrain himself from not acting like Santa Claus. And sadly but true, we're living in a time now on the planet where so many people have made their own contracts up. And they've locked themselves in. And, you know, if you are doing that, you can keep yourself away from your sole purpose. Of course you can. You can keep yourself away from those real divine soul contracts that is for your highest good and everyone that is connected to you. So don't be tricked by the mind. Because the mind has the ability to imitate anything. And the mind is never alone. Never. It can't act alone. It can't move alone. It can't even fucking think alone. The mind is not acting on its own. The brain is there. The brain is not acting on its own. It's not. It's not acting on its own. The brain is not acting on its own. There is real life communication, real life technology that is being activated inside each and every one of us, that is activating those things inside of our mind. And it is doing it so well that the brain literally thinks it's on autopilot. It thinks that you don't even need to think about it. You're not thinking about thinking. You're not thinking about how many neural pathways are being fired off, or things are shooting through your mind at this particular time. You're not thinking about your pineal gland at this particular moment. You're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about the front of your brain. You're not thinking about where those thoughts are that you had back when you were a baby, or thoughts that you had when you were 2 years old. You're not thinking about that. You're not even thinking about how you're breathing You're not thinking about breathing. You're not thinking. You're not worrying. Can I breathe? I must remember to breathe. You're not thinking, do I need to close my eyes and blink my eyes so many times? You're not thinking about that. Because all of those things are operating at a soul contract level for yourself. This is how we know that all of these things are possible when it comes to healing, when it comes to us evolving ourselves, when it comes to us moving ourselves forward. It is possible. Those seeds have already been embedded into us. But we have to activate them through our work. And we have to understand what soul contract, where we're working at with our soul contracts. We really have to begin to understand that from a very, very, very subatomical level. Because up until this point, we've really been doing some surface shit. This is all surface. All surface, you know, it's kind of like skating on the ice. But you know, underneath, if you keep going down a little bit further, there's some water and your ass can drown. So it's about understanding, feeding those things, expressing yourself at the essence of who you are. It's time to become one, not contact your higher self. Not know how to communicate with your higher self, but to be one. All these things that we think are superpowers, they're really not. We have not even begun to tap into superpowers. This is a part of our soul contract when we start to talk about those paranormal things, clairvoyance, clairaudience, telekinesis. When we talk about astral traveling, when we talk about levitation, when we talk about instant and spontaneous healing, when we talk about those are things that we are born with. This is about sort of kind of getting those contracts out that you just kind of made the fuck up once you got here. See, those are the contracts that are jacking you up. You want to know why you can't be mental stable? Because of that contract. You want to know why your back won't heal? Because of that contract. You want to know why you can't keep a job? It's because of that contract. Because the contract you came with, ain't shit wrong with that. But we get on this cycle as human beings where enough is never enough. Never enough. We can look around at our society and see that enough is never enough. So soul contracts, they're important. We need to understand them, especially at this time, because a lot of information are coming in for contracts that we have not activated yet within ourselves. We're still living off of, we're still living off of 3D contracts that we made while we were here. We're still living off a contract of the boyfriend that broke our heart when we were in high school. We're still living off the contract of our mama who told us to shut up when we were 10. We're still living on those contracts. We ain't really got to the soul contracts. We can't even see the soul contracts because we so busy fooling around with this stuff in this 3D reality. We still thinking everything is separate. We still thinking they better, she better, he better. We still thinking that. We still thinking that, oh, I'm going to do what they do and I'm going to get what you got and I'm going to be number one. We still on that bullshit. This group better than that group and that group better than this group and that person is this and that person. We still on that level. That's how you know we don't get it. But time is out for talking about it. It really is about getting into that space and doing it because you must do the work. It takes time and work. And I know we don't love that word as time as human beings. We don't want time. Time is the enemy. We don't want time. And we don't want to do the work. We want to sit back and we want somebody to give us a pill or we want to hear something. We want to have just a damn dream. We want to be walking in the damn grocery store and we want to just see something. We want to smell something and we want to get it. And it's nothing wrong with having that influx. But once it comes into you, you must activate it. Because one thing is for sure, we're going to go to the phone lines. Light don't travel. And you can't hold light. You really can't. You can't hold it. Not if it's not your light. You can't hold it. It's going to disappear. As quick as the shit came to you, the shit's going to leave. It don't travel. It don't travel at all. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're talking about soul contracts here tonight. Starseeds and soul contract. I'm just going to jump around on the phone lines. If you're on the phone line and, whoa, it's a whole lot of you on the phone, we're going to go to the phone lines. And I'll be taking your calls here tonight. Press 1 once you get on the phone line if you have a question for me, Blue. And we'll go from there. So let's go to the first caller, and let's go to the caller calling in from area code 803. You are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Renee, and I'm calling from Columbia.
Okay. Okay, greetings to you, Renee from Columbia, North Carolina.
No, South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Okay. All right. Greetings.
I was calling because I'm really concerned about my health. Not too long ago I had a stroke, and I'm, you know, just in my early 30s. And I tend to stress about things a whole lot, and I keep having thoughts about me contracting HIV or, you know, developing cancer or some kind of terminal illness. And I get to the point where I get so worked up about it that I, you know, it just becomes a problem for me. And one of the questions, I've gotten a reading from you before, and one of the things that we talked about was trying to be able to distinguish my higher self thoughts from just, you know, negative thoughts racing through my head. And I'm still not really quite able to do that. And so I guess really overall, my concern is about my health. Like, is there something going on with me that I need to be focused on? And and how I can, you know, make sure that I focus on my higher self, you know, connecting, like you said, and being one and instead of worrying all the time about things.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. And thank you so much for calling in, Renee. You know, before we actually did the transmission, I gave out some scenarios about people who were calling in. And one of those was about you feeling, someone feeling on the line that they had possibly contracted HIV. So, you know, it takes a lot of courage to come to the place that you are, but you're in a really good space. I want to tell you about this contract that you're holding and where this is coming from. First of all, this is about you having so low self-esteem. That's what this is coming from. And I want you to be able to follow me here, because this is one of those soul contracts you wrote for yourself. That your self-esteem about yourself is so low that you almost don't feel you deserve to be alive. And this is even what the stroke is about. It's about literally the spirit trying to separate itself from the physical body.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. So this is even from you trying to separate yourself from the physical body. I want you to tell me about, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. I want you to tell me about how are you 35 years old?
No, I'm a little younger than 35. Miss Blue, may I ask you a question? Is that the truth? Do I have the virus?
Let me explain this to you before I could tell you about this whole scenario here going on. There's a couple of things that you've done while you were in this low self-esteem. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That while you were in this low vibration of self-esteem, right now what I'm picking up is that you do not have it. However, listen to what I'm saying. However, one of the things I want to tell you is that you are in the process of manifesting it.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how. Because here's what I need you to do. I need you to take better care of your body,
okay,
of your cleanliness, of cleaning yourself and not feeling like you were dirty. Because when you were 18 years old, there was a situation that happened to you. And this is a big part of where this contract came into being. And I see that this was a situation that involved a sexual relationship where you felt very low.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yeah, when I was 18, I was, you know, I was in a relationship with my best friend, and I was totally in love with him, and he turned out to be gay.
Yeah.
And that really just, that had a huge impact on my life.
Yes. And so I say this to you, not to put you on the spot, but I really want to give validation to what I'm telling you here, because this contract got written when you were 18 years old. And so this was the contract that you wrote to yourself, that you were so unworthy that there was no man that could truly love you. And a man would choose another man before he would choose you. So you have to go back, and I want you to begin to start doing your healing process from that particular point and really start to see yourself for the beautiful woman that you are, and that his decision to choose or to be with someone else had absolutely nothing to do with you, not in that sense. You understand? Because truth be told, at that particular time, both of you were kind of on the fence about your sexuality.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you go back and replay it in your mind, you will see that. But you made a decision that this was the path that you wanted to take, and that was to have your sexuality to be with the man. And to have that love and to be in a healthy relationship with a man. But it did destroy you when you found out that he was gay and that he had been sleeping with you and also sleeping with other men. And so you started not trusting yourself at that point. But I want you to do some grounding. But this grounding I want you to do is inside of your heart. And what I want you to do is you have to confront this issue. You have to confront it. I'm not telling you to go to the person, but I want you to begin to set up a scenario, get in a quiet space, and I want you to begin to confront this issue. And I want you to let out everything that you felt about it. But I want you to understand that this was a part of your soul contract with him. But you created another one afterwards. But really, it was a soul contract to let you know that you truly express unconditional love. But that unconditional love is now being required that you can experience that with yourself.
Okay.
So I need you to really begin to sit down and really, really get into that space of loving yourself, because you wrote a contract that says that nobody can love you, that you're unlovable, and that a man would rather be with another man than choose you. And so now you have to write another contract that says that you are lovable and that you do love yourself. Matter of fact, you may want to sit down and do some journaling on that and really begin to master that and really master grounding yourself. I don't want you to ground yourself and go outside and connect with the earth. I need you to get into your heart space. You need to ground yourself inside your physical body. This is why you're stroking out, because you're trying to leave. You feel you're not worthy here. And then I want you to, you know that song by Nelly where he says, drop down and get your ego on? You know that song? You ever seen that video? I know you've seen that video. I want you to walk around your house and do that little drop down motion and fling your hands towards the ground. And as you're doing that, I want you to repeat, I deserve to be here. I want to be here. I am alive. And I am love. And I want you to drop down and get your ego on so that you can remind yourself to stay planted inside of your body and in your heart space. But this is the time for you to be in a place of cleanliness, to have clean things around you. And definitely, definitely, I see that you are not washing your hair.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
I said, I see that you're not washing your hair. Why are you not washing your hair?
I do. I wash it maybe like, it depends on what kind of hairstyle I have. But I don't wash it every couple of weeks or so, maybe like once a month, or if it depends on if I have braids or something.
You... Even though you have these hairstyles, you need to find out. There's a lot of sisters, badass sisters out there that do hair. You have got to stay clean as possible, because whenever you feel this dirt, this grit that's on you, this residue, it brings up all of those thoughts about this relationship, about when you were 18 years old, and about you feeling unclean, feeling like you've been tainted. It's important that you keep your body cleansed, you keep your mouth clean, you keep your hair clean. That's your crown. That's also going to help you with your thoughts. So until you really balance out this energy, you're going to need to have a hairstyle where you can cleanse your crown. Because this is where you're picking up some of those low vibrational thoughts. And not washing your hair once a month, it may be good for some people, but in the state where you are, you're going to need to keep yourself clean. But have that conversation. Rewrite yourself another contract so you can understand that at the core essence of what this is that you told yourself that you were not worthy to be loved, that you were dirty and that you were foul and that no man would want you after he found out that you were sleeping with the man who chose another man. And that's simply not true.
Okay.
All right.
I receive everything that you say. I just want to be clear, because when you were talking about the different people that you felt, it said, like, I thought you said that someone actually contracted the virus and thought they were going to die. So I'm nervous, because it's not that I engage in.
You did think you caught it. You did think you had HIV. That's why you asked me. And I said, but that's not true.
Okay.
Oh, I'm very clear on what I said.
Thank you. I thought, because I was, and I tend to freak out about things, but
yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I thought that, I shower daily and try to be thorough, but I will go back and really receive everything you're saying.
Listen to what I'm saying. You're keeping your body clean, not just for the sake of taking a shower, because we all do that.
Right.
You're cleansing your body so you can build another relationship with who you are. Because you don't know your body anymore. You have rejected it. And this is where the stroke is coming from. There's many reasons we have strokes. But you had this stroke because you're trying to reject your body.
Okay.
Yes. So that's sacred time for you when you're in the shower. To get to know your body again. to get to love your body again, to get to ground yourself.
Do you believe that I will find somebody, and you know, for me, like a true person that I can be with and who will love me and get married?
Of course. Okay. You got to believe it, and I know you're not in that place, so I want you to definitely go back and download this show so you can take in everything I told you and begin to work from it from that particular point so that you can understand it. Of course you can. Of course you can. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
now,
go ahead.
I will say this because we have all kinds of people listening. I mean, you can go to the doctor and go get tested. They'll tell you you don't have it either. But, you know, hey, it's up to you.
I really do trust you. And whenever I've called in before, and even with the readings, I just feel like you know what you're talking about. And I feel better once I'm able to talk to you. And I, you know, and as far as, let me just ask you about determining, like, when thoughts are real and when they aren't, like when my higher self is speaking to me and when it's just negative thoughts that are coming and attacking me. Like, mm-hmm. How can I distinguish between those things?
Well, it can be a little tricky where your energy is now, but this is what I want you to do is I don't want you to listen to what your mind is saying, but I want you to listen to how your body is responding. And here's something you can do and any others who are listening. And I've given this out for quite a while. What you can do is tell yourself an absolute truth about yourself. And then wait a few minutes. See how your body responds. An absolute truth about me is that I love Godiva chocolate. That's a truth.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I do. I don't get to eat it much and probably haven't had it at all this year, but I love Godiva chocolate. That's a truth for me. Don't listen to what your mind is saying, but listen to how your body is responding to you. That's how you're going to know your truth. And then wait a couple of seconds and then maybe a minute or two and tell yourself an absolute lie. Something you know is not true for you. An absolute lie for me is that I hate to drink water. That's a lie. I love water. That's my preferred drink, water.
Hmm.
So you're going to know after you practice that throughout the day when a truth is coming in and when a lie is coming in.
Okay.
So practice
it's all
that.
Really, it's about the way my body responds.
That's right, how your body responds. Your body will tell you. It will lead you to your heart. And then you can know if the thought is uplifting and it's something that makes you feel good, then chances are that's your truth. But when it's making you feel sucky and depressed and angry, that's not a truth.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 941. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you are calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
I'm Bryant Tarwell, calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Brian, calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Yep, it's on the west coast of Florida.
Oh.
I've been tuning on with y'all for a while. I really respect Miss Blue. It's amazing. I'm Heru in the Heru Rahas in the chat room.
Wait a minute. Can I just say when you said you had Heru, I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I was like, really? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no.
You heard. Okay, I know you're nervous. It's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
I'm sure you can read me already. I got a lot of stuff swirling in my mind right now. So, yeah, I really respect what you're doing and everything else. Everybody in the chat room that I conversated with before, respect. I love y'all always. Thank y'all. My biggest thing that I was actually listening to you about, Miss Blue, today was the whole soul contract. Now that's some interesting stuff because I really, really, really want to know, as far as my Akashic record and everything else of what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Well,
I really don't know.
Yeah, well, here's one of the things I would tell you. You're talking about more of a soul's purpose than a soul contract. And I know you were listening because you know they are completely two different things. They different. A soul purpose and a soul contract is going to be completely different. The main thing, though, I want to tell you this. When you say, you want to know, I want to know, Miss Blue, I want to know, what's my soul purpose? What did I come back to the planet to do? What am I here to do? I want to get it in. I want to just start. I want to jump out there. The main thing I want to tell you is that I need you to focus on releasing. Before we can even get to that, and let me tell you why. Because you got so much stuff built up in you.
All right.
I mean, energetically, I probably would be exhausted running in your energy right now.
Yes, Miss Blue, you exactly right. For real.
I mean, I'm getting a little, you know, out of breath, just kind of getting in your energy. Your energy is racing. And it's racing for a lot of different reasons. One, you're a hell of a creative ass brother. You just got creativity is just all in you. You're just so creative when it comes to a lot of things. But then you have a lot of things that you haven't released from yourself.
Like
you
what exactly?
Released. Well, slow down. Because you do know. When you say you don't know, of course you do know. I do want to take you back to some things that happened when you were about 13 years old. And these are some of the things dealing with your relationship with your father.
Oh, keep going.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say, oh, shit.
Miss Blue, yes, this is why. You're amazing. Keep going, though.
Well, you know, I think this is the part where you need to go. You know, you need to keep going because this really is about when you were 13 years old and this situation, these things between you and your dad. Talk about that for a minute because you haven't released that. You haven't let that go.
All right. Well, the thing is, me and my father always had these tussles, and mainly it's because he always let me down, you know, with a lot of stuff. And back then, I really, really wanted, back then I loved soccer. You know, soccer was like the big thing for me, you know, because my father's from Iberia. So when he came here, met my mom, you know, like 5 years, obviously, before I was born, like 83, and they had me on 88. So, yeah, I'm an 88 baby, 25, finna be 26. I always loved soccer, and I always looked up to my father because he coached. He did a lot of that stuff in soccer. So I was given that chance. Hey, you know, this is my first time ever getting into a sport. So I was anxious. So I was real. What I did, the thing is, my pops, at the last game that we were going to have, like a finale, like the basically my team versus, you know, so-and-so at that time, he just didn't show up at all. And right at the finals, at the elimination, the finals, he just didn't show up, and I cried for weeks. So I'm like, you know, that really got to me, Miss Blue. So I can't really just let that off. It's not just that. It's other things, you know.
Oh, trust me, I know.
So I had to fight father figures, obviously. I'm sure you know that already, too. So
yes.
I had to find other father figures, you know, my brother, my grandfather, all of that, and even a mentor around that age, too. I tried to find somebody, but you know, it's rough.
It really is, and I want to tell you that you turned out to be an amazing young man, especially through all of that pain, because that was painful for you. It was sort of an unexpected pain. I almost see you like the Incredible Hulk, and you know how he rips his shirt when he's about to transform?
Yep.
Yeah. That's how you are on the inside. But here's something I want you to know. So let's go back and talk about soul contracts. And I want you to flirt with this idea because you're a good flirt. The girls love you. You're a very good flirt. So you know
how
to flirt.
I've been told that.
I want you to flirt with this idea for a moment that you chose your father and you knew that he was going to walk out of your life. I want you to think about that because that's a very provocative thought. But I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about the things that you were able to do because of that. A lot of the pain that your father gave you, you took that pain, and you channeled that pain into music. You channeled that pain into all kinds of areas of your life. You channeled that pain into working out. You channeled that pain into your creative writing. You channeled that pain into a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people still don't know, where do you get this strength from?
Wow.
And it really pains you because you can't tell anybody that you get it from your father, literally. That's where you got the drive from. That's why you keep digging hard to do. That's why you're not a quitter. That's why you keep going forward. You do this because of your father.
Yes. Yep.
You see?
Uh-huh.
So what's important when it comes to your purpose, because you have a fear. And that fear for you, because you done wrote yourself a contract, and you wrote this contract at 13 years old, I will not abandon my family.
Yeah.
And signed your name on the dotted line. And you said, I don't care what, I'm never going to abandon my family. And you haven't. But what's happening now is that you're starting to abandon yourself.
Whoa.
Because you realize that there are some moves that you got to make. There are some things you got to do. And from the outside, it kind of looks like you're abandoning people.
Yep.
And you're not willing.
That's right.
So you got to write a new contract for yourself. And that contract is that you will not abandon who you are, the essence of who you are, because that's what's going to spark those star seeds within you. That's what's going to spark those things within you, because anytime you get around anything that reminds you of your father, when you start thinking about college and you start thinking about school, you start thinking about soccer, you see your father's face and you say, hell no, I ain't doing that.
Okay, yeah.
You see?
Uh-huh.
So, when it comes to your purpose, is your purpose being blocked sort of at this time? Of course it is, because you wrote a contract for yourself that wasn't in alignment with your soul contract. So this is why I say that you have to do some releasing. And you have to let your father go. You got to. You got to let him go. And you have to kind of let him go and not hold that against him. I mean, the damage is done. The pain, oh, he's felt your pain. Oh, he's felt your pain.
Yeah.
So you got to let that go. Because now it's becoming a compromise between you and your father. Because the one thing you didn't want to do is you didn't want to live your whole life chasing him. But that's what you're doing. You're chasing him. And your mama don't even know.
Damn, yeah. Yep. Because I'm staying with my mom right now, and me and her are the closest that we ever been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good mm-hmm. time in my life, you know?
Yeah, because you want to show your father that you can be a better man to your mother than him. and you will never leave her.
Yep.
Yeah. So you can still be a good man, and you can definitely still take care of Mama, but you got work to do. So you got to let your father go. You can't keep holding him hostage, and he cannot be the source of your inspiration. You cannot keep feeding off of his energy.
Wow. Yeah. So where shall I start, Miss Blue, you know?
Well, one of the places you start is I want you to sit down and I want you to kind of write this out. I want you to kind of write out how you feel, really how you feel. You're not going to give it to anybody. I want you to write it out. I want you to write this out, like completely dump it all out and then put a stamp on it, address it to yourself, and let it come back to you. And when it comes back to you, what you're going to do with it, yeah, I want you to destroy it because I don't want your mama to see it or anybody else. Destroy it. But then you're going to write a new contract for yourself. And in this contract, it's not going to be any of those things of trying to prove that you're a better man than your father because you're not in competition with him. So this contract is truly going to be about what you see for yourself because you're starting to lose your vision. And that's one of the things that was kind of like your superpowers, even though, you know, that's a little abstract, but kind of that was your superpowers is that you had good vision. You could see it. You could see when you were about to win a game. You could see when you were about to pass a test. You could see things before they happen.
Yep.
So I want you to get back into journaling those thoughts out, and you're going to have to keep writing them out and doing that particular work. And then really, really at night before you go to sleep, I want you to really just touch your heart and hear your heartbeat. Find it. Ground yourself inside your physical body so that you can be in touch with you and be in touch with the essence of you and activate those dreams that you have inside of yourself and then start moving forward.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's... well...
well, the thing is, Miss Blue, it's like I've been waiting to get on this for so long and I kept blowing it off because I sent emails and stuff to you. And you never wrote me back. And I was like, man, whatever happened to Miss Blue? Like, Miss Blue should be trying to contact me and stuff like that, you know? I always send love to the Remix family, everything, you know what I mean, as much as I can when I'm tuning in. What's going on with Miss Blue? you know...
Yeah, well, I'm here. I'm just so backed up on my emails. I don't want to make excuses, but yeah.
I kind of figured that. And the thing is, I won't even hold you to that. You know what I mean? Because I know everybody busy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It just, I just had so much to say. So I don't want to take too much time on the phone line because I know everybody else want to get on there. That's one thing I'm real considerate when it comes down to that, Miss Boo. Most people, I ain't pointing no fingers at nobody. They like to take their time and stuff. Me, get it over with so somebody else can get on. So
y'all heard him, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thanks. Peace and love. Thank you, Miss Blue. We'll do
peace
that.
And love.
Big family.
Yes.
Thank you. Love forever.
Yes. Love forever. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, that was too beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Bonnie calling from Danville, Virginia.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Ivana.
Say it one more time. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's Ivana.
Ivana? Greetings, Ivana.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my question to you is I was interested in my soul contract and soul purpose.
So soul contract and soul purpose. You were interested in it. Tell me.
No, well, actually, I would. Oh, go ahead.
No, no, no. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I didn't know if you were I'm interested in knowing what they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you do kind of know what they are, Ivana. You're very intuitive, sister. You kind of know what your soul contracts are. You know. Tell me, were you here at the beginning of the show? Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to tell me that after we went through the transition, what came to you?
It was so many random things at one time. Let me see what I jot down. I put my dreams, like I saw me flying when you said, like, envision yourself flying. So I put that down, my dreams, flying and gliding. So.
Mm-hmm. So your dream is to fly?
No, I mean that's what came to me. Well, I want to be a performer. So when you said envision yourself on stage in the spotlight,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that's one of my dreams. So
to be a performer. I'm going to tell you what I caught a vision on, and I don't know exactly what you do, but I'm just going to tell you what I caught a vision of. There's a show that comes on television, and I haven't watched the show, but I've seen a glimpse of it, and they're like a whole bunch of female rappers. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other vision I had was you sort of kind of flying with a bright light shining out of you. Yeah. And the name of the show is Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
I'm pretty sure it does mean something, but could you tell me what that means? Like you said, flying with a bright light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what it means. So what do you perform? What do you do?
I sing and I write music. I try to harmonize and I rap and.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you what. I mean, hey, I only had a vision of you, you know, flying, and you had the vision flying, bright lights, and then all of a sudden that show flashed in front of me. So why don't you do this? Why don't you perform for us?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's only almost... 2 million, I don't know the exact number, maybe Esther knows, about 2 million plus people listening. So, yeah.
Okay. I will do a song called, Then You Put Me on the Spotlight, Ms. Blue. I mean, you put me on the spot.
Well, I mean, hey, I mean, this is dream come true. You said you want to perform. Let's perform. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll do this song. It goes, hold on, let me set up. I was laying down and dozed off. All right, can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Okay. It goes, can't put my dreams aside. If anyone's feeble mind, I was engaged with the love of my life. Once upon a time, shared every dark secret for her to be my demise. Told me if the wheel fell off, she would still ride forward 3 years later. That became all lies. I was engaged with a ring, engaged with a soul. Believe that she loved me, so I let her take control. Fights and breakups were worth it. I was thinking long haul.
She was thinking of fidelity in the midst of it all. So I choose not to love a woman, and technically it ain't my fault. All this time that I needed you, now you want to call. I ain't one for the back and forth when you left willingly. Now you needing me, bitch, you killing me. So that's the song that I wrote.
Wow, that was good. Let me ask you a question. Didn't you perform that before here?
Yeah, I did. I don't really memorize. Do you want me to perform something else?
No. I just, you know, it just came up, and I just wanted to know, like, didn't you perform that before?
Yeah, I did, but I when I listened to the show, and my phone was like, the service was like breaking up, so I didn't know if people could even really hear what I was singing.
Oh yeah, we heard you. We heard you loud and clear, and they remembered and still loved it. Yeah, so you want to perform, that's what you want to do. You want to write, you want to be in the music world, you want to do stuff in the music world, but what's going on? What do you think is going on? Okay. I'll tell you, because you kind of think in there a little bit. So here's what I want you to think about: one of the soul contracts you wrote for yourself, and one of those soul contracts is you like to make up and break up. You like to argue and make up. You like that chaos. You like that back and forth. That makes you feel love. If somebody's willing to fight over you, if somebody's willing to scream and yell and do all of that, that makes you feel love. And this started around when you were 2 years old growing up. You still with me?
Yeah.
So, I'm sure you heard stories about when you were 2 years old and growing up and just all the back and forth.
What do you mean, like, back and forth?
The arguing. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Like, are you talking about, like, my dad and my mom?
I'm talking about the adults that were around you. That's what they did.
Okay.
What does okay mean?
I don't really understand. Like, I thought you want to, like, go into more detail.
Well, I mean, it's your life. I'm sure you've heard stories. But this is how you love, is you like that back and forth. That makes you feel love. When someone's willing to fight over you, when someone's willing to cry and argue over you, and then you can make up and you can feel the love. You've noticed that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So this is a contract that you told yourself at a very young age. That if somebody loves you, they're going to be willing to fight for you. They're going to be willing to go to hell and back for you. And you would do the same for them. Only you've been in relationships with people who didn't write that contract for themselves. So you're the only one doing all the fighting and going back and forth to hell. So this is truly keeping you from not being able to focus, sort of kind of struggling and having difficulty keeping a job, because all of these things are emotionally charged and you're waiting for someone to show you how much they truly, truly love you. What are they willing to give up for you? What are they willing to sacrifice for you? So everybody has a poison. Pain is yours. So you've become addicted to feeling pain. And when you don't feel it, you create a situation to feel it. Somewhere it's going to be pain. So you have to really begin to rewrite that contract to show that you deserve to live in a place of peace and harmony, of love, and without all of the chaos and drama and all of those things. That doesn't mean someone doesn't love you because they're not willing to lay down their life on the line for you.
Okay, do you have, like, maybe an idea of what I should be doing to reverse it, I guess?
Mm-hmm. You still kind of sound like you're in a little bit of a denial about it.
Not really.
Yeah.
I believe you. I believe you.
I don't want you to believe.
I mean, I know it's true. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I know
there
it's true.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. You know it's true. So here's how you can begin to reverse that. One of the ways to begin to reverse that is really to bring your level of awareness there. And when it starts to come up, when that anger starts to come up or you find yourself sort of in one of those situations, I want you to begin to ask yourself the reason why. Why is this happening with this person? Why am I getting so angry? Why am I getting so upset? What is it that I really want? And check in with yourself. Because you learned how to numb yourself. So a lot of this is really, I mean, I thought you were going to tell me, Miss Blue, I want to be an actor. Because you're acting a whole lot. Because the truth is you've numbed yourself so much. And such a beautiful, loving spirit you are that you've allowed yourself not to truly feel what you're feeling. So a big part is going to be you checking in with your own awareness and really acknowledging how you honestly feel and embrace that for the moment, not to numb yourself. And then begin to ask the question, why would I call this into being? Why would this be what I want at this particular time? And what is it I'm truly trying to say to this person and not what I'm acting out, not what I'm acting, but what do I really feel in my heart versus what I'm saying? So those times when you said, fuck it, I don't care, that's not true. You really do care. And really begin to check in with yourself with that and say, you know, the truth is I really do care. This hurts a lot, and it's not something I can deal with. That's the honest thing, instead of acting your way through. Because nobody loves a bully. All right.
But as far as the sole purpose and contract, like I got the contract that I written for myself.
Well, here's the thing. You can't get to your sole purpose until you work this out, because everything outside of that is just self-masturbation. You will never get there. Because you will always go back to the core essence of what's stopping you from having a clear vision of that. So I really want you to work on that And the more that you work on that and raise that awareness, it's going to open up a lot of different channels for you. And that soul purpose is going to become clear. Right now, even if I gave you an insight on what it was, it wouldn't work. You wouldn't do it because you'd still be caught where you are right now.
All right, I will do. I will work on that.
Yeah, work on it. You'll see. You're going to be in a completely different place with it, you know. I know you're a little stunned right now. It's kind of like being in the boxing ring when they, you know, you're a little stunned. But trust me, you're ready to hear this or you would have never called in and asked the question. You're ready to finally release this from yourself so that you can move forward. All right. Peace and love. Keep rapping. Keep singing. Keep making those beats. All right. Peace and love.
All right, Ms. Lou. I appreciate it.
Yes. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
This is Baron calling from New York, Queens.
Is Darren calling from New York, Queen?
Baron.
Oh, Baron, my bad. Sorry, Baron.
Not so cool. It happens all the time. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you? I feel like we're about to sit down, and you're about to bring me some Tivana. He said, how you doing today? yes, and get me some Godiva chocolate. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
A little bit curious about what kind of contracts that I wrote, that I've been writing.
And what kind of contracts you've been writing? I just kind of want to sing Beyonce's song. I've been thinking. Nah. Okay, well, let's take a look here. You know what? They so crazy in the chat room. But anyway, okay, so let's get serious. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about some of the contracts you've been writing. Actually, you know, it's been some real interesting, for lack of a better word, some real interesting shit going on with you in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. All right, he ain't asked me all that. I have to listen to Baby Blue. She said, Mom, sometimes they don't be asking you all that. You be telling everything. They don't ask you all that. That's not what they ask you. I just had to say that. The brothers had some real interesting things going on in the last 2 days. Maybe he wanted to tell y'all about it. I don't know. Because he didn't ask me that. But I'm just saying.
The last 2 days? Let's see.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, you know, one of the soul contracts that you have, and this is an interesting one because it kind of plays itself out in many different ways. And one of your soul contracts that you wrote for yourself is that you want to know the truth. I need to know the truth. Just tell me the truth. That's it. Just tell me the damn truth. That's your whole contract.
And that's what came to me, too.
Yeah. Of course, you got to know. You wrote it. I mean, I would hate to tell you something and you say you don't know that. But that's it. And see, that's kind of tricky because what I've come to know is that everybody has their truth.
Yeah.
You see? So you can see how this soul contract is kind of holding you back in some areas. Because you're like, wait a minute, is it over? Because I need to know the truth. They like, Baron, step to the side. Class is dismissed. You like, no. Need somebody to tell me the truth, y'all. So it keeps you kind of like walking around in the desert lost.
Yeah.
Because you're searching for the truth. And the truth of it is that you know the truth for you. So then you had to write another contract that said, I'm going to write it out for you, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
This is the contract you wrote for yourself. And you did this when you were 9 years old. So you're going to know this one when I tell you. You said, I will not trust myself there.
Wow.
Because there was this situation that happened with you when you were 9 years old, and you said, you know what, from now on, I'm always going to be double-checking, triple-checking. I'm going to make sure it's right. I'm not going to trust myself.
What did I do when I was nine?
Mm-hmm. Think back. It happened around when you were 9 years old.
Was it a holiday?
Did you what?
Was it around a holiday, or was it?
Well, you know, I mean.
It don't matter at this point.
So. You want me to go all in the record? I can go all in there. I can go all. I can get on up in there now. I can, you know, we can work it on out. We can do it, you know. And this had to do with something that you were in disbelief of.
Okay.
That happened. And once again, you know, a lot of daddy issues tonight, because this had to do with your father.
Yes.
And this was something that someone told you about your father, and you would not believe it.
Yeah.
So now you know what I'm talking about.
I can't really, like, I don't really know. Because it's been so long, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really
Well, you said yeah. So, you know, I want you to just hold that thought. I'm not asking you to disclose
okay.
what it was here. But there were situations about things that you started to find out about your father at 9 years old that you refused to believe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, now it makes sense.
Yeah. So at that time, at 9 years old, you said, I'm not going to trust myself. Because, see, if I trust myself, then I'll have to believe, as jacked up as this shit is, this is my father, and I can't believe that. So I always have to not trust myself. And I will keep searching for the truth. And that started your journey. To search for the truth.
Yeah.
So ever since then, people would tell you stuff and you would say, I don't believe that. I just want to know the truth. Your mama would tell you something, you would say, Mama, I just need to know the truth. You would go to school, people would tell you stuff, you say, I just need to know the truth. Then
yeah.
somebody else would tell you something, and you would say, you know, thanks for telling me that, because I needed to know the truth. Because I'm searching for the truth. I don't need no more lies in my life. I need the truth. Yeah. So this has to be uncovered, because you have to begin to start trusting yourself again. No matter how out the box, no matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter how crazy it may sound, no matter how loving it may be, you're gonna have to start trusting you.
Yeah.
And that's a place you haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
You've got to start trusting yourself because you know the truth. You're the only one that knows your truth. Okay. Everybody gets to be right. And there's so many things that you haven't even been able to spread your wings and truly be that man, truly be that God that you are. Because yeah. You're so busy trying to find the truth. And I don't want you to end up like some of these brothers I know. They are amazing brothers. They're in their 50s. Some are in their 60s. And they're searching for the truth, not recognizing that the truth is before them every single day, that when they open their mouths and speak, that is the truth.
Yeah,
that's a hard road to go, to always be searching for truth, always second-guessing yourself, never being able to move forward because it will hold you stagnant. If you have my Kim deck and you see the cards, Haru, and you see the card number 33, Haru, and you see him spreading his wings, this is what clips the wings when you cannot trust yourself. Because in order for a bird to fly and spread their wings, do you know how much trust you must have to know? See, this goes beyond what is a belief or what someone else tells you. It's what they know for sure. When you see that eagle and he is flying in the sky, he's not looking for the truth. He recognized that he is the truth.
Yeah.
You see? And that's the place for you to be. Is to really rewrite that contract, to know that you can trust yourself. You can trust that exactly where you are in your life at this time is exactly where you're supposed to be. I don't care how ugly it looks. I don't care how unorganized it looks. I don't care how far behind it may make you seem. But the truth of the matter is you are exactly where you were supposed to be. And once you can start trusting yourself on that, then just like a bird that chooses to spread his wings and fly from one coast to the other, nobody is going to have to come along and say to you, Baron, I think you can do it. I think you can make it from this building to that building. I think you can fly over there. I think you can make it from Queens to the Bronx. I think you can go from Brooklyn to Manhattan. Man, I think you can do it. You're going to know that you can do it. And that's going to be the truth.
Yeah.
So it's time for you to really kind of spread your wings and know that what you're seeking is you. That's what you're seeking. And when you're setting out to disprove something, you're disproving yourself. You're not combating against anybody else. There is no enemy out there. The inner me is only the I-N-N-E-R-M-E, the inner me.
Mm.
Nobody's coming to get you. Nobody's chasing you. Nobody's after you. That is your inner me.
Wow.
So stop looking for the truth, because you are the truth. Isn't there a song about it? Didn't Mos Def do a song called The Truth? Who did the truth? Where are my hip-hop heads at? Who did the truth? I don't know. Jay Electronica, somebody did something about the truth, but you are the truth.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that God is self-realization. So you have to rewrite this contract, and that contract has to go from I will not trust myself to I will trust myself. See, because when you can trust you 100%, then you can trust everything around you. You can trust your environment. You can trust the train. You can trust the buses. You can trust the drunk on the corner. You can trust everybody.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I got for you.
Thanks a lot. I got to sign up. At some point, I got to sign up for that, the health investment class.
Ooh, you better get on it. You know, that's like, I don't even know what to tell you about that. Yeah, you would have so much fun in there. Ooh, talk about the truth. Oh, yeah, definitely. We would love to have you in self-invested. And, it would be an honor, actually, to have you in there. To have you in there. It really would. Mm-hmm. See, the brothers in the chat room are telling you, you the truth, homie. You the truth. You the truth. So there you go. There you go. Well, peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Ms. Wolf.
All right, peace and love. Right. Beautiful.
Peace.
Wow, can you guys believe we got like 12 minutes and 3 seconds left to go? We're going to go to our international caller that's calling in from area code 011313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello? I don't know. We have an international caller that's on the line, 011313. Okay, we'll come back. Maybe they're just listening. We'll come back. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. It must be bathroom break time. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, greetings. You said Linda?
Yes.
Greetings, Linda from New York. What part of New York are you calling from?
Albany.
Albany. You're in Albany, New York. Okay, greetings to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you had made a statement, I think it was Friday also, to look up at the sky. And what I noticed, let's see, it was maybe back in October of last year, I noticed lights, lights, I don't know what they are, and I noticed every night, you know, because I work at night, and I would get on the bus, and I would see them. I would get off the bus, and they would come, like, to my, and follow me. And I noticed, I said, wait a minute, are they following me? And so I would look out on my terrace, and they would be right parked by my house. And this has been going on last October. Can you kind of give me some insight onto what these lights are that's following me?
I sure can. Now, there's many different theories out there and about these lights, but I can just tell you from my, own experience with the lights and just research and studies that I've done, a lot of times what's happening at this particular time is that we have a open portal over the planet Earth. And Brother Bilal talked about this, about the magnetic field over the Western Hemisphere, which is us primarily that live in the West, that the magnetic field has pretty much almost dissipated itself. You know, this was something that the NASA science had put out. And they had some great concerns, and they talked about even the activity on the sun supposedly being non-active, like there was no activity, like it's silent on the sun, you know, this type of thing that's happening. But one of the things that actually goes on and is that when we start to talk about extraterrestrial beings. That sounds real woo-woo-ish, and it sounds real scary. But I will tell you, with my own personal experience, they have never, I've never seen them do anything to harm anybody or to hurt anyone. That's not the purpose of them. But a lot of times what happens is we send off a magnetic energy that really sits outside of what we call our human aura. And we have another aura that is connected to us. And these particular auras really kind of send out cosmic signals out into the cosmos in the universe. And a lot of times what happens is there are certain ones of us, particularly those of us who are a part of the new collective consciousness, that has certain frequencies that we can attune ourselves to, knowing and unknowing. And when we do tap into those different frequencies, we are able to, almost like a very powerful magnifying glass, we're able to see things that others can't see.
Okay.
She like, all right, Ms. Blue. So, I mean, follow me here. We're able to see things that others can't see. So how about they were always kind of following you, keeping an eye on you, seeing what you're doing, you know, protecting you, you know, just kind of looking at you, observing you, seeing what you're thinking, seeing what kind of energy you're putting out. But now you can see it. So it's kind of like your own grid, in a sense, that you have. If you were to look at your own antenna and project it out into the cosmos, it would go that far. So you know how the plane, when they're trying to land a plane and they have that spotlight that you can see, you could be hundreds of miles away and see that. That's kind of how your energy is projecting out.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm not trying to scare you or anything.
No,
you know,
no, no. No, that's okay. I just wanted to know because it's like weird. I'll look up and I'll say, okay, look at this. You know, if I go to the park and I look up at the sky when it gets dark and it's like a big, it looks like a star. And I'm like, what is this? You know, at first I was like excited, and then I said, wait a minute, how do they know I'm getting off at this stop, or how do they know I'm over here tonight, and how do they know this? And like, I'll go to the store, and here they come. It's like a few of them. It's like, I'm like, what? So what?
I can assure you that they definitely are not going to harm you if we go with that thought. And here's another thought, and this is something Brother Bobby Hemet talks about as well. When we see stars and they're kind of following us, we all kind of have our own star that does kind of follow us around. It does. And there are so many different dimensions that have opened up. And there are things that they have not been able to identify, that they are calling all of these names, three-letter names and all these other words, UFOs, different entities and different things. But they're not here to hurt you at all. Not here to hurt you at all.
All right. It's kind of cool a little bit. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I said, wow, I got protection.
It is cool that you have that sense of awareness, because like I said, you got to know, Linda, they didn't just start following you. You're just aware of it. You get it? You're just aware.
Right. I just know, like I said, I just noticed like around last October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like really weird. I said, what is that? What do I say? What do I do?
It'll be even more that will start to, it'll be even more that we'll start to see. And, we'll have to do a show on that one day, but I haven't had or seen anything negative with it. It's all been about real positive things. It's not been about anything negative or, you know, some of these stories that we read about or hear about and all of that. Yeah. Mm-mm. You know, you can't go around calling yourself a light being and not attracting light, you know, so, you know. Kind of goes with the territory there a little bit, but that's a beautiful thing, you know, just to be able to have your awareness heightened for you, so that you see. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I said with the starseed, I said, oh, I have to make sure I listen to this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I try to, you know, I'm going to call in and see if, you know, at first I got a little worried, a little concerned, and yeah, I said, how do they know where I'm going to be or what I'm doing? And right there and by my window, you know, I'm
here's weird. Here's a real provocative thought for you. I have done soul sessions with people that have lived on other planets such as Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, all kinds of planets. Linda gets quiet.
I would love to know if I was there, because they're following me. And as long as I know it's okay, I feel a little more at ease now.
Yeah, you're fine.
So thank you for that.
Yes, you're fine. You're fine. Linda's like, look, I just want to make sure I'm all right. You're fine, Linda. You're fine. Peace and love. Yeah. Peace
Thank
and love.
You.
All right. Hold the line. Try to take a picture. I bet you they don't really like pictures and stuff like that. Sometimes they, you know, kind of, but, you know, they'll just disappear when you try to take a picture, or they may show up. So maybe take a picture or something. Mm-hmm.
Or if they show up, or then I'll be finished.
No. Not that kind of show up. Like, show up in the picture, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
Linda, like, what, they going to come in my living room? Not that kind of show up, Linda.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
That's so hilarious. Bless you, Linda. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love.
Thank you. All right.
Woo, well, that's going to do it for us, you guys. What a beautiful share here tonight. And ending on that note with Linda calling in as well. And thank you for the song, The Truth. We commented in everybody. I want to encourage you guys, take a look at some of those soul contracts. Download the show. If you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. Like it over on Facebook. Like it on Twitter. Send me an email. Like it. By all means, be self-invested. Be self-invested, you guys. We would love to have you in self-invested. Reach out to the priestess for readings. Reach out to Brother Bilal, the whole Remix family, all kinds of things here for you to get you in that alignment, that soul alignment there. So peace and love to you guys. I love you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you guys back here. You know how we do, next week, live in the Remix, right here, everybody. Great share. As we get ready to get out of here tonight. So, Yeah. We got to go. Thank you guys so much for sharing. Just a powerful share tonight. We're going to go ahead and close out. And much love, warm spirit. I'm going to play something I haven't played in a long time. I think this is it. I don't know if it's...
Yo-we, kamate-aho, ye-hine, ho-ki-ma-ira. Ye-hine, ho-ki-ma-ira.
E-papa, e-papa.
Hey,
mata. Yahweh, Yahweh. Kama Seaho. Heine Hokimaira.
Makue.
Makue. Kote kohi koe tama tama e makue kote kohi koe tama tama Yowe Yowe kama te aho heine hoki maira.
So long, probably put me in the past. I can still get you wet and I can still make you laugh. You should call in to work if that ain't too much to ask. I could pour you up a drink or we could burn something. Come through, come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car and come through, come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car, come through. Yeah. Last night I brought DOA to the studio. They already had a stage and a booty pole. It's supposed to be a lot of hard working going on. But who the fuck can focus with this twerking going on? Someone put an order in for a chicken. Told my girl to order in, I need the kitchen. Yeah, they know I got the hookup. They just wait on me to cook up, baby. I heat up the stove, you do the dishes, you know. Rap game, crack game, ain't that different, you know. Last album had it booming, something vicious, you know. And you know I need you back in my life. Girl, you know you got that, know you got that thing that I like. Girl, you got that thing for real. When I was on a mission to make it, who used to sleep on the floor but you when you lived in the basement? Who else got all the things you need at 4 a.m. when it's late? I always pour you up a drink and let you burn something. Come through, come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car, come through, come through, come through, come through. Girl, you know we got things to do. Girl, you know we got things to do. So get your ass in the car, come through. Why is it so?
watching for the light. Took a trip to clear my mind. Oh, now I'm even more lost. And you're so, so fine. Oh my Been having conversations about breakups and separations. I'm not feeling like myself since the baby. Always gonna even make it all. Cause if we are, we're taking this a little too far. If we are, we're taking this a little too far. Baby, if we are, we're taking this a little too far. With me being wherever I'm at, worried about wherever you
about you, and it's everything about you, that's just how I feel about you. Been about you and I'm still about you. But we ain't finished talking. I told you you don't need to worry about them bitches. I don't fives need to listen when the tennis talking. Cause they don't wanna see you happier than them. And girl, you swear they all your friends and that's been a problem. You the one that hate, just come with that. I know you think it's funny that your ex is not a running back, but that nigga can't run him back. You tell me you done with that.